Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Oh, I hate the reply alls. They go out all, you know, I just see them coming in, like I'm on my iPad in the morning at home, Jane, and yeah. Everybody, there should be a federal law. There really should be.
Yeah.
Do not reply all people. Just reply to the person that, you know, you want to congratulate. You don't have to virtue signal to the rest of the company.
I agree.
It's unnecessary. Frank Cusimano is here on a Friday afternoon from KSDK. How are you, Frank?
Mark, I don't know anybody who hasn't accidentally hit reply all at least one time and been terribly embarrassed and humiliated.
Yes, but I'm talking about the people that do it on purpose, and they know they're doing it on purpose, not the accidents.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's a little different. Hey, by the way, the Jack Buck Awards were Monday night. I know you were there. I think you had to scoot out and do your job, but you got a great shout-out from Brady Cook that night. I think you might have heard about that.
Yes, I did. That was really nice of Brady. He's the best. I love him. He'd be my third son if I could have another one.
I had a chance to say hi. I had never met him before, and I do occasionally play golf with his uncle, Matt Martin, who is a great Sugar Fire franchise owner here in St. Louis. He is an impressive guy. And what does the future hold for Brady Cook, do you think?
Well, I think that when he's 100% healthy and there's no issues at all, I think there's a good chance that he is going to get in somebody's NFL camp next year. I don't know if he's going to be drafted, but as soon as this Music City Bowl is over, he's going to go straight to Kansas City and train with the quarterback guru guy who works with Patrick Mahomes. And he'll get ready for the combine. He's going to play in these all-star games, a couple of them like the Senior Bowl. And I think if he does well, he's got a chance to get drafted. And I think he's going to definitely end up in a camp. And look, Mark, there's 30 teams. They keep four quarterbacks, if you count like the taxi squad. And I got to believe that some coach is going to fall in love with Brady Cook, and he's got a chance to make a roster.
I just have this feeling, you know, I always felt this way about Chase Daniel, and it might still happen, but he seems like he's going to eventually head up in coaching. I don't know. He just seems to have those characteristics. He's a leader, so I wouldn't, you know, be surprised to see him as a coach. Now let's talk about tonight, because I wish Mizzou was playing tonight in the college football playoff. Mm. I'm definitely rooting for Indiana. I think it's interesting. These two schools are only, you know, a short distance apart, but they've only faced Notre Dame and Indiana one time in the last 60 years.
Yeah, and I thought it was fascinating this morning. It's a, you know, terrible day in South Bend, really cold and snowy, and there were all those people already, you know, waiting to get in and waiting to buy tickets. I mean, what a passionate game this is going to be. And you know what? Notre Dame doesn't throw the ball that well. And I know they have a really good ground attack, and a St. Louis leads the way for them. But I think Indiana could make it interesting. This Cignetti is an unbelievable coach. So I think I'd take Indiana on the points.
Look, there are some people that are some of the experts out there picking Indiana, you know, outright. So I think they have a shot tonight. It's going to be interesting. Now, Frank, the Sports Cup runneth over this weekend, doesn't it?
Well, you're talking about the bragging rights game?
No, I'm talking about everything. You got football tomorrow. You got college football. You got pro football. You have the bragging rights game. There's all kinds of stuff this weekend.
Yeah, that's what makes this college football playoff, you know, really unbelievable, is that we have a situation where, you know, normally at this time, Mark, we'd be talking about these ridiculous bowls that nobody cares about. Instead, we have four unbelievable bowl games, including like Tennessee going to Ohio State. What an atmosphere that's going to be.
I love it.
So Saturday we'll be rocking along with tonight. And then, of course, Sunday at high noon at Enterprise, we have the bragging rights game against two very talented basketball teams.
So I'll get to that in a second, but let me just go back to college football, because I'm with you. I think this is extremely exciting. I'd love to see a team like Indiana in there. I certainly wish Mizzou was in there. But then you see what Coach Trink said in the Post-Dispatch yesterday. And look, you could see the frustration. It's the Wild West out there. These coaches are trying to do the best they can. But this portal situation, I don't know if they're going to, you know, solve some of this more into the future. It's crazy.
Well, it really is. In fact, as he said at the banquet the other night about he needs banks, he needs help from banks in the area.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about cash. And I think I've mentioned this to you before, but he equates it to Moneyball. In his office, is he has a number by each position of what they can pay that particular player. And, you know, he's done pretty well in the portal. Right now, the Mizzou portal class is ranked 10th. I mean, he's gotten a great wide receiver, Kevin Coleman, from Mississippi State. He's gotten two starting linebackers. The one thing he hasn't gotten, and this is the $64,000 question in St. Louis sports, is who can be the quarterback next year? Because they had one down there in Miller Moss, and he decided to go to Louisville. So, and a lot of the quarterbacks have already committed somewhere else. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I do want to throw one name at you, and he mentioned this to me off camera the other night. If Sam Horn has been down there for a couple of years, he's coming off Tommy John surgery. When he came out of high school, he was a top 10 quarterback in America. He threw all those touchdowns in high school to Travis Hunter, who just won the Heisman. Well, nobody mentions his name, but Drink says he is back throwing and he's got a rocket arm. I would not be surprised if he's right in the mix.
Well, he's maybe in the mix if they can't secure the kid from California or one of the other, you know, top candidates for quarterback. It's going to be interesting. I'm not as upset about Miller Moss just because he didn't have a lot of flexibility with running the ball, and I don't think the offense would have matched up. So I'm going to have trust in Drink and the coaching staff because they've gotten us this far. What's coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Sunday night, we're going to air our best three stories from Sports Plus in 2024. So we're excited about that.
Well, have a great Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas.
We'll be here. You're going to be here Monday afternoon. I will be here on Monday. I don't know if you'll be here.
Yep.
All right, we'll wrap it all up on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys.
Have a great weekend. All right, take care. That's Frank Cusumano, KSDK. And Jane, we'll wrap up this last roundtable and last show for you for 2024. Next week, we'll have a best of. The final week after that is already into the new year.
And
so
game on.
It will be game on. It's going to happen quickly. It seems like it's already, you know, game on where nothing's slowing down.
I know. Where's that part where you're just kind of relaxing?
They're voting right now on this spending bill, and the votes are coming in. So it looks like, Fox is handicapping in a way that indicates that it's going to pass and there's not going to be a government shutdown. So we'll certainly
keep you posted
on that.
That's probably a good
idea. Yeah. All right, Jane Duker, have a great weekend.
Great
and have a great
Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas,
Alexa. Do me one favor, though. You know, when you're around your house on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, I'm going to stop blabbing. And for the whole 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to play Christmas music and really good Christmas music. Some that's very personal.
I'll have that on.
Friends, it's going to be good. So
I'll have
that
on.
Invite you to watch there. Listen to that on Tuesday night. We'll take a little break here and then come back with some fun stuff, including Ian Sheeran in the next hour and our friend Tim Summer, music journalist, on some rock and roll and some music. It's all coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.